With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An emergency summit is on tap for the European Union later this week as nations that don't support President Trump's plan for Greenland face the threat of higher U.S. tariffs. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer calls Mr. Trump's tariff threat completely wrong.
Prime Minister Starmer contends a trade war is in no one's interest. Mr. Starmer also emphasizes Britain's support for Greenland and Denmark's right to decide the Arctic island's future. The British leader has worked to maintain a strong relationship with President Trump, highlighting the importance of the UK-US partnership. But Mr. Starmer insists this doesn't mean ignoring differences.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. A half dozen additional countries say they have been invited to sign on to a new project championed by President Trump.
Hungary, India, Jordan, Greece, Cyprus, and Pakistan say Sunday that they've received invitations to join President Donald Trump's Board of Peace, a new body of world leaders meant to oversee the next steps for Gaza and possibly the globe. A $1 billion contribution would secure permanent membership on the board and help pay for rebuilding Gaza. Otherwise, no contribution would mean a three-year appointment for a country. Hungary's foreign minister says Prime Minister Viktor Orban has already accepted the invitation. Already invited were Canada, Turkey, Egypt, Paraguay, Argentina, and Albania. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump has placed 1,500 troops on standby. This for possible deployment to Minneapolis. The mission would be to quell anti-ICE rioting, which continues. The U.S. financial markets, and that includes Wall Street, are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a federal holiday. The Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,359. This is SRN News. The annual March for Life takes place this week.
Hundreds of thousands of people from all across the nation are expected in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the event. It commemorates the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And despite the fact that Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, the march goes on. Organizers say, quote, the necessary work to build a culture of life in the U.S. is not finished. The goal of the march is ultimately to make abortion unthinkable. Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report from Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music, songs released in the past 18 months, were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian, as well as gospel music, defied that trend. This is SRN News. It's a change long sought by the dairy industry.
Whole milk is coming back to school cafeterias after President Trump signed a bill overturning Obama-era limits.
It will ensure that millions of school-aged children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
The president joked with reporters as he gestured to a glass jug of whole milk sitting on the Resolute desk.
It's been sitting here for 5 days, so... It's from the original bottle. And I brought it so the press can have some.
I'm Jennifer King.
Hackers have disrupted Iranian state television, airing footage supporting the exiled crown prince. The footage calls for security forces not to point your weapons at the people. This comes amid ongoing nationwide protests and a crackdown that has left at least 3,900 people dead, according to activists. More details at srnnews.com.